Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Wake up in the morning rejoicing that you are here, that you can praise the Lord, hallelujah. No one can stop you from praising him. You can do whatever it is for the Lord that he calls you to do. Praise him. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on with our announcement. I want you to make sure that you tune in to all the shows. I don't want you to miss it because it's going down. We're in a new year. We're already in and getting ready to, amen. Now we've already rolled over in March. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The month is going on about its business. So we better go on about our Father's business. Glory to God. Now, tune in on Tuesday. Every Tuesday night, we have none other than Wow Radio. That's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It's an awesome show. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, oh, my God, my God. If you need a spiritual leader, you need to hook up with them. You can inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can hook up with you and help you. You know, we always say we need help. Well, when the Lord sends you help, do you receive it? But some don't receive it just because of who it is. But it doesn't matter, amen. If he's sending you the right help, then my suggestion for you is glory to God. But if you need them, just go ahead. You can go on Facebook and go on Yvonne, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook or Pastor Joseph Rouse and tell them what you may need. Amen. And you move on down just a little bit further. Is faith come by hearing? None other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Oh, my God, my God. The whirlwind, hallelujah, the whirlwind of prayer. Good God Almighty. But when this woman prays, this woman of God, my God, my God, it'll move a mountain. But you got to tune in to hear it. It's faith come by hearing every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you keep these times down, amen, so you can tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing on the radio show. Glory to God. And I want you to tune in every Sunday. We are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You can go get you some Coke, Sprite, whatever you want, water, juice, whatever the need may be, and come back in 30 minutes and get ready for the next Hour Power, which is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you tune in after my show. Tune in and hear what the Lord is laying on Ministry Lane Hard. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased your book, she is an author, I want you to go ahead, amen. You can do it now, amen. That way it's fresh on your mind, fresh in the memory, and purchase your book. She has it on display on Facebook, so I want you to go on there, amen. Contact her so you can go ahead and purchase your book. It's an awesome, awesome read, so I want you to go ahead and purchase your book. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You'll be placed on a prayer list where you are prayed for. Your name is called out, amen, to the heavens. Raise it up in heaven, glory to God. Well, he can hear it, you know, not just saying, well, you know, Lord, we're praying for this one way over here and that one. No, you can have your name targeted. Lord, this is JJ, you know, and JJ told me to set up some prayers for him, Lord. He's a partner here, Lord. So, God, I'm praying for JJ, Lord God, whatever he may need, Lord, you know the need. And God will start to minister to him and tell him what JJ may need so they can begin to pray for JJ on this and begin to see things for JJ and give JJ a call. So, you know, you just never know. But if you don't get out there, amen, nothing happens. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, don't forget now, amen. If I know these shows have been a blessing, so I'm asking you to sow seed. You know, it's seed time and harvest time. They talk about it all the time. But if you don't sow anything, then you can't really expect anything. You know, you have, if nothing's going out, there's nothing coming in. So, you know, be careful, amen, by listening and having itching ears of those where they just want your money. Hallelujah. If you're sowing it and you sow it in faith and not grudgingly, you know what? I have been blessed under these ministries. I remember when they called out some things that was going on in my life and, you know, they prayed and I had personal contact with them also and they prayed for me and God brought me out. That's what you want to do. You want to go ahead, amen, and that way you sow your seed and be blessed by your seed. Don't sow it grudgingly because, yeah, I mean, you sow it, yeah, you're going to take it, but sow it willingly. You don't want to sow it unwillingly. Amen, glory to God. So we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to open up this line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, we're going to go on down the line and get ready for our message on today. I'm going to be reading in the book of Esther on today. I'm going to be starting at chapter 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody has pressed the 1, but we're going to go on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you as humble as we know how, giving you the glory, giving you honor and praise in your holy name, giving you the thanks, Lord, for everything that you are to us, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord, right now, oh God, as we enter into your gates, hallelujah, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, oh Lord. Let us rejoice, God, and be glad that we're in it, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are everything that we need you to be. You're all that we need you to be, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God that rests upon our shoulders, God, like a dove, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that concerns us. We know it concerns you. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, Lord God, for mercy, Lord God, as it shall be with us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, God, how you, Lord God, healed, how you set free, oh, Lord God, those that are captive in their mind, Lord. Those, Lord God, don't know which way to go. They don't know to go left or know to go right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, but you said in your word, you stand therefore on the word of God. Don't move, be unmovable. Stand right there, huh? On the word of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. Father God, we pray for those that need a healing, God, in their bodies, in their mind, Lord God, in their families, Lord God. Their children, Lord, need healing. So, Father, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We send the healing, Lord God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the healing may be, because you know, Lord God. Lord, you know, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's, Lord God, a physical healing, God, or whether it's pain wrecking in their body, Lord, we know you can heal it right now in the name of Jesus, because you are the miracle worker. And Lord, you can heal every pain and everywhere they hurt right now in the name of Jesus. Every church hurt, Lord, heal it right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know it's not about the body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not about the building. It's about the body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If your body is right then, and with God and everything else is in place, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're knocking down doors. Oh, good God Almighty. We thank you, Lord God, that you're kicking down doors in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're opening doors, Lord God, that need to be opened for your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They've been bound too long, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As these doors come open, this is the place that you need to go in. Your success and destiny lies in this place, in the name of Jesus. So don't be afraid. Don't fear, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Just walk through, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood shall cover you all the days long, in the name of Jesus. And remember, no pestilence, oh my God, that dwell in the noonday shall hurt you, because I got your back, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're raising up the saints and not the ain't, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you ain't gave them the spirit of fear, Lord God, of a love and a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. Everything that you fear is not from him. What you fear, it comes from the enemy. So we rebuke the enemy right now. We cast it down into the sea, in the name of Jesus. Understand, he's on your side. If you don't move, he won't move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this worldwide ministry, Lord, as it's taking, Lord God, the airwaves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for every born, washed, blood believer that's believing in your word, oh God. Lord, we pray for the backsliders right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we snatch them back out of the darkness. We snatch them out of the dark place that they're in, Lord, right now in this season, in the name of Jesus. They won't stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call them out two by two right now in the name of Jesus. We call them out, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Every bar stool that they sit on in the nightclubs, Lord, we call them out right now. Lord, we ask you to go in, Lord God, and touch them in a mighty way and let them know this is not the place for you. You shouldn't be in here. Oh, good God Almighty. Lord, we call them out of those strip joints, Lord. I see them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We call them out right now in the name of Jesus. This is not the place you should be in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're ever delivering them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that someone just got up, hallelujah, and they walked out, oh, as they heard the prayer, as it went forth, in the name of Jesus. They got up and they walked out, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, right outside, they fell down on their knees, and they said, Lord, help me, please. Lord, this is not what I want to do. This is not what I want to be. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned and come short of your glory. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they gave their life back to you right there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against every wayward spirit. I hear you saying the spirits, oh, my God, are trying to have their way, not the Holy Spirit, just the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're trying to have your way always. You can't have your way over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't just have your way. If you do, you'll be running around doing nothing all the time. Hallelujah. Hey, spinning your wheels and not even making a track. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't have your way all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have your hamburger any way you want. Hallelujah. But this ain't McDonald's and Burger King here. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. So listen closely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he tells you to do something, hallelujah, walk in it, hallelujah, and do it, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, people always say, well, it's not happening for me, it's not happening. You know what? He's not falling short. It's you falling short of doing what he asked you to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. So go back, hallelujah, and when he tells you to do it, just do it, hallelujah. If ain't no sin in it. Because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know. I don't know the voice of the Lord. When, if it ain't no sin in it, and you know that it's not going to cause any problems anywhere, and it ain't no sin in it, then you do it. So, Lord, I'm doing this, Lord. And he will give you that little unction on the inside, hallelujah, to say, this is me, glory to God. That's why it's so important to read and pray and meditate on his word. And when he tells you to do something, you'll know right away, Lord, this is you. Because he ain't going to tell you to do nothing, amen, contrary to his word. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get ready to get in our message. Before I get in the message, hallelujah, amen, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. There was someone, hallelujah, a couple of days ago, amen, as I was in prayer, and the Lord showed me these bumps, and I think this is the second time that I've seen this, and they call it scabies, glory to God. And I'm like, Lord, I don't even know what a scabies is. I haven't seen a scabies. Well, you need to look at it. I said, Lord, I really don't want to. He said, yeah, you need to look at it and see what it is. So I looked at it, amen. This is the second time. So we're going to speak to that right now, amen, and it's going to dry up. Glory to God, hallelujah. So wherever that place is, hallelujah, you can see it's a lot of little red bumps. They're right in there together, glory to God. Place your hand on it. This is the last time, glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we speak to it right now, and we say dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, glory to God. Hey! Glory to God, my God, my God. They're drying up as I'm seeing them dry up. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Whew. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. They dried up right now, hallelujah. I want you to go ahead and, amen, if you're on the line or you're on the way up, just send me a text, amen. Go to my inbox. On Facebook, I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams, amen, and Martha Williams, and tell me that that was you. Because I know if it came to me a second time, then know that it was still there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So amen. This time, amen. They drying up. You ain't going to have to worry about it no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Amen. Let's get into the message now. I'm going to be coming from the book of Esther. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm having a little difficulty here. Amen. One of the saints will text me and let me know that you can hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If someone text me and let me know that you can hear me. I'm having some technical difficulties. Amen. We're going to be coming from chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Esther. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. We good to go. And I'm going to give you a little bit, amen, of what really happened. And then we're going to go over, amen, into the next part of chapter 2. You know, right here in chapter 1, amen, glory to God, we're just going to give you a little bit. That was a Queen Vesta. You know, she was the queen, and that was King Ezra. And so they had a feast. And what it was, you know, she was in there with all the other people, all the other concubines that he had. She was the queen, amen, of the bee. You know, they have one queen always, like a queen bee. You know, bees have one queen bee, they always say, hallelujah. So she was the queen bee, glory to God. But understand, hallelujah, they was over there and they were eating and they were getting married, and the king had his little party over here going on, amen, in the next door, amen, they was in the next room, you know, hey, hallelujah, so they was drinking, and they was getting merry, and he said, oh, he told them to just keep it coming, just keep on coming, keep bringing the drink, and so they feasted for 7 days, they did, they were drinking and just having their way out there for 7 days, it was for everybody in the palace. She was over there with all the other, the princesses and the I call them the concubines and all that, they were having their party over there, so he summoned for her, he told them to go and tell her to come here, but she would not come, glory to God. Now you can imagine, everybody said, she did wrong, but understand, you know, amen, glory to God, she didn't probably want to go around, the man been drinking for 7 days, he wanted to show her beauty, you know, amen, who's to say that he, you know, what would have went on, and she may have already been to one of those things, hallelujah, and she didn't want to go and be before a bunch of drunk men, hallelujah, glory to God, but she refused to come to him. She did. She refused. She didn't do it. Glory to God. And so, you know, we're going to roll on over into the next chapter 2, and we're going to see what happened. But understand, hallelujah, it was destiny on her to do what she did. Hallelujah. Because if she didn't do what she did, then Esther couldn't have got where she went. Oh, good God Almighty. Amen. Let's roll on. Chapter 2, I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she done and what was decreed against her. In other words, he was mad, hallelujah, of what had happened. Because what he did, you know, he asked them, you know, what do I need to do? What's the law? Because she wouldn't come when he called. And so they told him, you know, said she should be banished. In other words, she was going to be stripped of her crown. Hallelujah. But understand, if she didn't get stripped of her crown, then Esther couldn't have got where she went. See, everybody has to have help. Yeah, that's what I was telling y'all about, how you can get help from leaders I know in your marriage. You know, there are so many marriages, amen, that's busting up and breaking up. But, no, you know, they refuse to get help. Hallelujah. Because they have such, I said, it's prideful spirit going on. Well, let me tell you, I know this one young man, hallelujah, I call him a young man. You know, he told me, he said, I said, well, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't tell anybody anything, you know. That's what I told him. He said, well, you know what? He said, I don't care if you did. He said, because I wanted help. So, see, that's what I'm talking about. And I did not. I didn't. But they knew anyway. I didn't have to. Glory to God. Because if you are, amen, on the personal prayer list, you are, amen, a partner, then guess what? They're going to pray for you. God's going to show them what to pray, how to pray, when to pray, and when to contact you. That's the kind of relationship they got. And he said, I don't care. Hallelujah. I just need help. I needed help, and I'm glad you did. It's fine with me. He said, go ahead, tell him my business. That's what he said. I said, well, okay, but amen. And he did, and he said, I'm so glad that you did. He got that burden lifted off of him, and he started to feel better because I talked to him again, and he was just so light, you know, because I could tell he was weighted down. And, you know, he needed to go a little further, you know, than me. So, amen. And guess what? We're all on the same team, and it don't even matter over here. Glory to God. So what God has for me and the people that I'm going to touch is for me. And, you know, what God has for them, amen, is for them, you know. And that's what you got to get. Hallelujah. Amen. That ain't my message, you know. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 2. Then said the king's servant, thy ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. So in other words, he was telling them to go from place to place. And they were finna go, amen, and they were finna go and get some young virgins and bring them in. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. And let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of this kingdom that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given to them. Okay, he was saying, you know, bring them in because, you know, they got to be purified first of all. You know, just think about it, women. When you get ready, amen, you say, well, Lord, I want a husband. You know, there's some things that God got to shake loose off you. Hallelujah. Look, I'm telling you, get them shook off you, because if you don't, you're going to take them over into the next marriage. Hallelujah. And don't, when you're dating, I know this ain't the message, but let's go ahead and roll with it. When you're dating, amen, don't tell them everything that you've been through. You know, you meet them, you talk to them, yes. But don't tell them, well, you know, I was treated like this. And you know what they're going to say? Yeah, she took it then, so I can probably get away if I do her like this now. Don't do it. Glory to God. I'm just telling you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. See, these women were held for purification. And purification means extracting something that shouldn't be there. You know, there's a time when you got to get all that other stuff shook off you. You got to get all that stuff shook loose. Hallelujah. So, see, that's a purification that has to take place first before you can go, amen, and get married and do other things, and even in the ministry, before you can go out and, you know, and spread the gospel and preach the word of God. Because, you know, those things that are in you, if they ain't godly, then they're going to come out in your ministry. And they will also come out whenever you're talking to somebody. And if you got a bad, nasty attitude, hallelujah, it's going to come out. And if you are hurt and you like, you know what, if you got hurt and you're hurting, then guess what you're going to do? You're going to hurt other people. So you want God to go in, amen, like the whirlwind, glory to God, and clean all that out, purification process, hallelujah, so you can do better and do great and mighty exploits for God. And you'll ever yet learn. You'll get you to that point to where you it's okay. You can go and you can talk to somebody, and you know, you won't make them mad when you talk to them. Well, you know, ain't nobody want to hear that. Ain't nobody want to hear that little snazzy attitude. You can't come to me telling me that like that. You glory to God. Hallelujah. No, that's not the way to do it. Let's move on. And let the maidens which pleases the king be queen instead of this. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. And that's what he did. Glory to God. He appointed officers to go out and go ahead and bring them in, you know, because of what she had did when she didn't come to him, and he got mad because she didn't come. Hallelujah. But, you know, she had destiny and purpose, too. She had been the queen there. You know, she had been queen. Hallelujah. And it wasn't, God was going to take care of her anyway. Hallelujah. He was. It didn't matter. But, you know, Esther had purpose on her life. And if she hadn't never did what she did, then Esther wouldn't have got what she was. Let's move on. Now in Shushan, the place there, was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jehoconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. See, they were go ahead and they were, you know, getting people and arresting people and carrying people away, you know, and using people and doing that kind of thing during that time. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And he brought up Hadashah, that is Esther, uncle's daughter. She had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. In other words, that was his cousin. And he raised her because she didn't have no mom and dad, you know. Just think about it. He did. He raised her. And ain't it something how, you know, some people can come in contact with other people and they'll really, really like you because they didn't have it. It may be that they didn't have a grandma like you and they just love you to death. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they didn't have an auntie, you know, and you know, this person calls me auntie, but I'm not really their aunt, but it's okay. They can do that. Hallelujah. And they raised them, and that's what he did for her. He raised her up because she didn't have anybody. She didn't have a mom or a dad. So you can imagine how she was feeling. You know, yes, God will be your mom. He said, I'll be a father for the fatherless, a mother for the motherless. Yes. But she had a physical person that was really to take her in and raise her up. You know, sometimes people ain't even willing to take their own kin in. They say, I can't take them. No, I can't do that for them. But you know what? We're living in a time now where if you, listen, hallelujah, if you got anything going on with those, with your family members, go ahead and get it straight now. Just go ahead and get it straight now. You know, because it's really, you know, some people think that they can just get away with it and it's okay. You know, Lord, I ain't studying them, you know. But if you got anything going on with them, you pray about it, yes, and you ask God help me to get through this. So, Lord, help me, you know, with this situation. See if you can resolve it. Some things can be resolved, and I know some people don't want to resolve it. But understand, guess what? If they don't, then it ain't on you. At least you tried. Hallelujah. But if you don't do nothing, then nothing happens. Let's move on. So it came to pass when the king commanded and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace of the custody of Hades, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. Understand, and I read in one translation, it says she was beautiful. She was beautiful to look upon. It said she was beautiful, and he said she was, had, you know, had a Coca-Cola bottle shape. We'll just put it like that, because that's what it said. And she pleased him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the maidens pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her things of purification, with such things as belonged to her and seven maids, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best palace of the house of the women. Look, she was already getting ready, hallelujah. See, she was getting ready, and she had then got purified too. You know, a lot of times, amen, back in those days, Doreen, they said purified, you know, and everything, but what happened, amen, they had to, you know, purify them and get all that junk out of them so you can be a good wife, hallelujah. And he had to, you know, show her, because, I mean, she was a virgin, think about it. She had never had, amen, been with a man. So guess what? They had to purify her and talk to her and, you know, and comfort her and let her know. Can you imagine? I'm sure she was afraid, yes, for what she was about to go into, because she'd never really been, you know, with a man. So, she was afraid, hallelujah, but she allowed them to purify her, you know, and so they did. And Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, or Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. He was telling her, don't tell them who you are. Don't tell them that you're Jewish and that you are, amen, you're a person without a mom or a dad. Don't do it. Can you can imagine what would have happened if she told them that she was an orphan? Can you would imagine what happened next? But he said, don't do it. Do not tell them that, okay? He said, don't tell them, because there was destiny on her life. And see, that's what was happening. It was setting her up for the greatness that was to come. Yeah, and don't y'all leave this out, because it was awesome that she did what she did. Yes, she did it. Hallelujah. But, you know, it was her time to step down. But if she hadn't never, you know, refused to go to the king, I mean, it would have never happened for them to look at her. Because understand, now it said in the Bible here that Vashti was also beautiful. He wanted her to show, amen, herself to the men when they was over there getting married, drunk, hallelujah. They were getting tore up from the floor up, and he wanted her to show herself to them. And he said she looked good. He wanted her to come out there and show herself to the people, but she refused. So I don't leave her out, because, you know, she helped, hallelujah. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. So he did. He kept tabs on her to see what was going on with her. Ain't that something? Even, you know, a cousin, he did. He did well. He didn't want nothing to happen to her. He was. He did. You know, sometimes people don't care what happened to people. And I don't care what happened. That's my old cousin. I don't care what happened. No, if you can pray for that old cousin, pray for that old cousin. Glory to God. It don't matter. You can pray for that young cousin. It don't matter. You said, well, I ain't done them. They ain't worth nothing. They ain't did nothing. But listen, that's where we are as saints. It don't matter whether they do it or not. You can pray for them, hallelujah, and help them. Glory to God. You know, so many times people don't want to put in the time when it comes to pray, but let God say he's pouring out his blessings, and he's giving you tanks of money, and he's giving you cars, and he's giving you houses, and oh my God, everybody get to praying in, man. You drop to your knees and start saying stuff you ain't never said before. You start speaking in all kinds of tongues, glory to God. But when it comes down time for you to pray for a person, a physical person, remember, they are one of God's people also, hallelujah. Whether they live in a right life or whether they ain't, you know, you still, there's time when you can't pray for them. And then if they refuse it, or if you could pray it in private and then see what God do openly, glory to God, then you got it. But we are, people need to get back to prayer. It's time to get back to prayer. So many times everybody want to go in the pulpit. They want everybody to see them. They want to wear their little flashy clothes, glory to God, and their little stilettos and stilettos and all that, you know, and their beautiful dresses and their suits they got on, and, you know, this is a Steve Harvey special, you know, and pushing their ties up. They want everybody to see all that. Glory to God, you know, but all that is dead, amen, and decent and in order, if that's what you're called to do. But don't always want that part. Make sure you got the first part first, the prayer and the supplication and the fervent prayers, hallelujah, the hot prayers, amen, hallelujah, as we call them, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. 12. Now when every maid turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women. For so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purification of the women. Okay, hold it right there. Hallelujah. Now look how long it took Esther to go through that process. You're supposed to go through the process. Hey, what, right? Amen. 12 months to go through a process. You know, women, when you meet somebody, don't just jump and marry them in 2-3 months, okay? Go through you some counseling and let them tell, they'll help you. You know, some people meet somebody, well, you know, that's my husband, I just live him now. Wait a minute, you just met the man. You just met the woman. Glory to God, hallelujah. Do you even know him? Do you know where they live? Do you know what they're about? Do you know what they got? Glory to God. They can have a record sheet from here to New York. Do you know? Glory to God. Have you checked it out? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you checked the record? And the best record you can check, let me tell you something. Everybody say, you know, street committee don't know what they're talking about. Well, let me help you out. That street committee, most of the time, amen, they can talk stuff that's not true. But most of the time, that street committee will know them better than you. Hallelujah. And if they gossip, no, it ain't gossiping somebody you know, and you know they can tell you and they're close to them, then you need to listen and what so they can tell you. Glory to God. If you can't hear from the Lord, because he's going to tell you too, but he's going to also send somebody by to tell you, and you need to listen. Glory to God. If they say there's something wrong with him, he is a user. She's a user. I'm telling you now, she will use you. That's all. Listen, glory to God. So many times you close your ears. Well, I don't want to hear that. Well, Lord, I just got to have a man. Lord, I just got to have a wife. Oh, really? Serious? Well, he said it. He said, when man findeth a wife, they talked about this on Tuesday night. You know, that's the thing now. But the women are proposing to the men. So men ain't got time to find no wife now because the women proposing to the men. They finding them for them. Lord, let's move on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then thus came every maiden unto the king whatsoever he desired, was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women, to the custody of Shushagub, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubine. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. So he liked it her. Glory to God, he did. There were other women would just think he picked her out. He liked it her. Glory to God. Let's move on to 15. Hallelujah. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abishai, the uncle of Mordecai, who had been taken for her, his daughter, was come to go into with the king, she required nothing. What Haggai, the king, the chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Look, she got favor. Hallelujah. All them that looked at her got favor. She was good looking, but understand, the anointing was on Esther. That's what it was, because he had great and mighty things that Esther was going to have to complete. Hallelujah. And that's what it was. That's why, amen, it was so important for her to go and be purified and have all this, amen, got off of her and all this stuff. Back in the day, you know, they did me wrong and this man cheated on me, and glory to God. But understand, she was a virgin. But understand, all that stuff had to be got off of her. And they liked her, and she got favor with them. Hallelujah. Isn't it something to get favor? Hallelujah. You know, you can get favor and it'll go a long ways. Hallelujah. You can get favor and you can get stuff, amen, if you don't even know how you got. Let's move on. Hallelujah. So Esther was taken into the king, Ahasuerus, and to his house, royal, in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Oh, look right here. Hallelujah. In the 10th month, right? They supposed to have been waiting for 12, but look, he cut it short. Remember I told you? Hallelujah. They can tell you if it's okay, you can go ahead on and marry, but you need some counseling, and you need to listen. Women, you know, I see here some of you be talking about, well, I'm getting old now. Well, wouldn't you rather, amen, get old and wait? Hallelujah. And then you get old and then you got trouble. Which one you want? Hallelujah. You're getting old, wait. Don't go through the trouble. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You ain't that old. Just slow it down. Hallelujah. It's okay. Hallelujah. Go out and eat you some dinner and get you some breakfast and sit down and watch you some good movies and go and take your mind off, glory to God. And don't focus all the time on getting somebody, getting a man, hallelujah. And don't be in such a hurry to marry him. Even at the age you are now, get you some counseling. Don't do it, don't do it. Because I'm here to tell you, the devil is after the women and men of God. He wants to separate them, amen, from that Holy Ghost power. He wants to separate them, amen, from Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He wants to separate and get them in a place, hallelujah. Sometime when you get in that place, you don't get a chance to come back. You don't come back every time. They say, yeah, but can't we repent? Yeah, but you know what? Let me help you out. Once you repent, amen, glory to God, yes, you can come on back. But you know, when you've been tainted, and y'all fill in the blank, once you've been tainted, hallelujah, glory to God, it's hard, hallelujah, for you to pray your way back all the way from the bottom, all the way back, hard right there. So I encourage you to just be careful. Glory to God. Let's move on. 17, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in the sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of this. You see, she got it. But she had to be purified. She had to be clean of her mind. You know, she could think about it. She could have been thinking about her mom, her dad, how, you know, she lost all of them. Glory to God. She lost them in that, you know, in that, during that raging time when they were going through and they were getting them and they were killing people and arresting people. And just think about it. All that had to drop off her because she had destiny in her life. Hallelujah. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princesses and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai in the king's gate, Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. Okay, look right here. See, they were going to kill it. They were making plans to kill him. Glory to God. Well, see, Esther hadn't told him, and he still hadn't told her. She did just exactly what he told her. Don't tell him who you are. And she still didn't tell him who she was right then, glory to God. And guess what? He heard Mordecai, you know, he walking around, strolling around, you know, because he had the right, because that was his cousin, and he wanted to see how she was doing so he could stroll around the courtyard. So he heard these two talking a plot against the king. You got to be careful who you're plotting against, too, because somebody going to hear you. You know, if you're plotting against your leaders, understand, hallelujah, you're going to get got. That's just what they say, hallelujah. You will, glory to God, because sometimes people can plot, you know, and you know, they can hear you when you're saying negative stuff. You don't think God's showing them? Yeah, he's showing them. If you've got that relationship, then guess what? He's going to show them. He's going to let them hear what you're saying. He's going to let them see what you're doing. And I know what, I'm not going to call their name, hallelujah, but they don't miss nothing. You understand? Hallelujah. They don't miss nothing. I'm telling you, they know. Sometimes people say, well, how they know that? They don't miss nothing because guess what? They got their relationship with God, and he's going to show them. Sometimes they'll give you a call and say, well, you know, I saw this, that. I say, yep, you sure did. And I'll laugh because I'm like, yep, you sure did. You did see it. So be careful. Hallelujah. They know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's nothing to frighten you, really. It's not. It's good to have people like that to be connected so you'll know not to go over here, not to go over there in the wrong spot, in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing at the wrong hour and the wrong time. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 22. And the king was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther, the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore, that they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. See, they had plotted to kill him. And guess what? Whenever she found out that it was true, she told the king, and guess what? They were hanged. So be careful. Don't hang yourself, hallelujah, by standing there talking about somebody that you have no clue about, hallelujah, that you have no clue, amen, who your leaders are for real, and you have no clue what they do. Don't do that, hallelujah. You know, now people bash Christians. They really do. You know, some say, well, I don't know what I believe, you know, and I don't, well, I understand that. If you don't know what you believe, then just keep your doubts to yourself. That's what you do. Glory to God. Whether you believe it or whether you don't, it's really up to you. Because God has placed us here to bring other people into the kingdom. He placed us here on this earth, glory to God, to go and lead others to Christ. He's placed us here to tell you about the word of God. And if it sounds confusing, amen, just give us a call and we will straighten you out. But don't call, amen, if you got something negative to say. You take what you can, amen, and hold on to that's for you. And the rest of it, just let it go. Hallelujah. Amen, that's just the way it is. Because, you know, we want to make sure that you say when he returns. And everybody said, well, they've been saying that over and over. But you know what? He's giving us time to get it right. He's giving us time to get purified, oh, glory to God, and get all that stuff shaken off of us and get all that stuff out of our way so we can go forth and tell others about a man named Jesus. And that's why he hasn't returned, because if he come now, everybody, you know, you're not ready, hallelujah. You know, it's the some will receive and some won't. He said, a poor you will have with you always. And yes, there are people, amen, who are poor in their spirit. There are people who you can say, amen, this ain't the message, but amen, just roll with me. This is some people are in the church right now, and they go in, they come out, you know, praise be the Lord, and they're some of the best Christians that you want to find. But, you know, people hadn't taught them how to go out and fish for themselves. And some think that they're too old, amen, to do certain things for the Lord. Don't ever think you're too old. Don't let nobody put a tag on your toe. I don't know who it is, but somebody told you that you were too old, amen, to preach. You don't ever get too old to preach the gospel. You don't ever get too old to go out and tell people about Jesus. You don't ever get too old to have a ministry. You don't ever get too old to be a prophet. You don't ever get too old to be an apostle. You don't ever get too old to be a pastor. So don't let them keep telling you that you're too old now. You're not too old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because you came alone in this season, don't let them do it to you. Hallelujah. You've been keeping your mouth shut. You know God has been giving you words and he's been giving you things to go and tell people and to say. But you've been backing up saying, Lord, I know you can't be using me now in this season. But he said I can use anything and anybody when I get ready. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. When you know who's in control, you can go out and tell other people about a man named Jesus. So don't let them tell you too old. Don't let them tag your toe and put you out for dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got more Jesus in you than that. Hallelujah. You've been sitting in the church. Oh, my God. I see him. He's been sitting a long time. You've been in church every time the doors open. You've been sitting there. You read your Bible. You take notes. Glory to God. So don't let them tell you that. Hallelujah. It's your time in this season to step out. Hallelujah. Step out on faith. If it's you, go ahead, amen, and hit me up on Facebook. I hear somebody saying that They can't even memorize scripture. Hallelujah. Listen, when you're like that, your mind is too cluttered. I know there's one scripture you ought to be able to quote. Quote that scripture and build on the next one. Glory to God. What I mean by build, you got to read the word so you can build yourself up. Quote that one scripture and keep quoting it. And then you'll build yourself up. I'm not telling you that you won't make mistakes, because you will make wrong. But that's okay. That's okay. That's the world we live in. We live in a world where we're going to make mistakes. Glory to God. But we have a God that's a giving. Although man won't sometimes, but he will. Glory to God. So quote that one scripture that you know and don't worry about it. And then build yourself up by continuing to pray and ask God. When you read the Lord, make these scriptures come alive to me, Lord God. Make this word, Lord God, come alive on the inside of me, Lord. Lord, help me to hold on, Lord, to this word. Write this word on my heart, Lord, so I sin not against thee. When you ask him that, hallelujah, and you know they was talking on Tuesday about wisdom, you know, and wisdom and understanding, glory to God, it'll take you a long way. So don't be afraid, hallelujah, to ask him. Because he's there, hallelujah. He's there for you to ask. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's right on time, hallelujah. He's never late. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open the line up. We have a few minutes. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we serve a right on time God. We serve a God that's never late, and he's on time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the 1. Well, we're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First of all, I want to pray for someone who's having trouble with their foot. It's their left foot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is, but sometimes, amen, your feet seem to, what it does, it cramps real bad, that left foot. It cramps so bad to the point to where it bends your toes, being back under the bottom of your feet. Glory to God. Well, we're going to pray for that right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for that situation right now, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all those cramps, Lord God, and then what they're having in their feet. Oh, the arthritis, Lord God, is healed, because God, you made this body. So we know, Lord God, that you can heal the feet. Lord God, you can heal everywhere we hurt. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord, right now, Lord God, that you would heal it, heal it, heal it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, so your feet won't be doing that anymore. Hallelujah. Because sometimes it doesn't, even when you're wearing shoes in it, makes you almost stumble and fall. Amen. When it cramps up so bad, it bends back so far. Amen. Glory to God. But no more. Hallelujah. No more. And if that's you, amen, would you press the 1, or would you just go ahead and you can hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead now, and I'm going to give the invitation to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, I thank you, Lord, and I invite you into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, those that I know of and those that I don't know, oh Lord. I repent of each and every one, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. Get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. And know that Jesus is Lord in your life, and he welcomes you into his kingdom. The angels are rejoicing. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready. Amen. To get offline. Amen. But don't forget to go over and show Ministry Elaine some love, because she's going to come on next. Amen. The next 30 minutes, you will hear her. You will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Hallelujah. She has, I think she has a Facebook page. Amen. She may have 2, but you can go on, amen, and look at it, and you can click on that, or you can go to www.blogtalkvoiceoftruthworldwideministries, and you can hear it on web. Glory to God, an awesome, awesome woman of God. She's fired up, and she is ready to go. So I want y'all to listen in. Glory to God. And don't forget about Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor coming on. Amen. I know that message last Tuesday, it was just so wow. It was so awesome. Glory to God. If you didn't get what you need, that's because you didn't come looking for nothing. Glory to God. Because I always say, whatever you need, it's in the house. So guess what? Amen. It was in the house, and they was giving it to you on Tuesday night. And the same for Elder. Amen. You need prayer? Glory to God. And Elder come in, amen, like a storm. And she prayed off the chain all the time. So I want you to make sure she put all in it. Glory to God. When she get through, you ought to be feeling pretty good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.